Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. This is great news that we're going to get grassroots sports up and running again, but it is, like Dave said, going to be a very slow introduction back to normality, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's all about sort of easing those restrictions, taking it one step at a time. But, you know, everybody knows that those community and grassroots sporting clubs, they really are the lifeblood of communities right across Queensland, particularly in North Queensland. And so that's why we wanted to support them get back up and running, because, you know, they've been doing it tough, and we know there's going to be some extra expenses to start back up in a COVID-safe way. So we've put $51.3 million on the table worth of grants and assistance to clubs, the volunteers that run them, so they can get people out there on the field and do it safely.
That's sensational, because to get the kids to play, all the insurances and everything else, that costs a lot of money, and that's why they do a lot of the fundraising. So for the government to come in and help out, that's sensational.
Well, thanks, guys. We've been sitting down and talking with the leaders of sport and recreation for the last couple of months whilst we've been in ISO. And they've been saying, look, we're going to need things like hygiene supplies. We're going to need extra hand sanitizer. We're going to need disinfectant to clean down balls and equipment and all that sort of stuff. And we also know that a lot of families are doing it tough too. So the impact on the economy has been pretty significant. And so we're going to support families right across Queensland, especially in North Queensland, with a new round of Fair Play vouchers. So what that means is if you've been COVID-19 impacted, so you've lost your job or you're on JobKeeper, significant hardship, that you'll be able to apply for a $150 voucher to enrol your child into sport when it gets up and running in stage three of those restrictions. So we should see people back out on the field playing competitively around about the middle of July. And if you want to take the opportunity to get your kids into that, you can do that for the first time, even if you're doing it tough.
And even for the clubs as well, they're getting like $2,000 for 7,000, I think, different clubs.
Yeah, mate, that's every club in the state will be able to apply for that. But that's not all. We've also put together a infrastructure recovery fund as well. So for a further 3,000 clubs that need a hand, you mentioned before that they've had a real hole in their fundraising effort. You know, canteens and bars have been closed. You can't have fundraising events. And so we're going to put further money on the table so that you can apply for grants of up to $5,000 or up to $20,000 so that you can purchase the equipment that you would have been able to purchase through fundraising efforts, or even purchase something that will help you generate revenue for the second part of the year. So you might want to upgrade your canteen or something like that. So we've worked pretty closely with clubs, leaders of sport and recreation. We think it's a really good package, and it'll certainly help everybody get out there and reconnect with one another when it's safe.
So, if there's a club listening now, or a president of a club wants to get involved, what do we do to get in touch to try and get some of these grants?
Yeah, so the best way to do it is to jump on the website. I've got that link here for you. It's www.covid19.qld.gov.au/returntoplay, or even simpler, just search up Return to Play Queensland and you'll find all of the information you need.
Okay, just going back on one thing you said, health and safety is a big issue, making sure you've got clean balls. How do you do that?
Well, you wipe them down carefully, you hand them to somebody else, and make sure that they inspect them for cleanliness, and make sure that you're only using your own equipment for your team.
Nothing worse than using someone else's equipment.
He's always taking it there. Did you see how I tried to smooth that over there, Nick?
Beautifully done.
And Nick Jabrini, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it, and good work with trying to get kids back onto the field. Thank you, mate.
Cheers, guys. Bye for now.